on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone. The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 19 as a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem night. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
For the first time this year, we come to you live on the road. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater from the gorgeous Fredericksburg, Virginia, as the Salem Red Sox are set to take on the Fredericksburg Nationals. And Gio, one of the great ballparks of the Carolina League, first time that we get to hop out on a little road trip ourselves, and it's looking like this is going to be a great game between two teams who now know each other well, third series between these teams this season.
Yeah, you know, we can't really speak to what a lot of these ballparks look like. Obviously, we've looked at them a lot and watched a lot of their broadcasts throughout the season. This is the first time we do take the road trip. So happy to be here. We can't thank both the Fredericksburg Nationals for having us and to our organization, the Red Sox, for being willing to send us here on the road. But this place is absolutely stunning. I mean, finished in 2020, made its debut as a ballpark after COVID in 2021, and just absolutely breathtaking. This does not look like a single-A facility. This is a beautiful spot to see a ball game, and I cannot wait for an awesome week on the road.
Well, let's get you to know a little bit about the ballpark. We'll do our best to paint a little verbal picture here. The wall is more so straight lines, a bit of a jut inside on the right field wall, then a straight line till you hit about left center field, a straight line across the left, and a straight line will take you all the way down to the left side. A large video board over the right field wall, a manual scoreboard over right center field, the Red Sox bullpen straight away right field, the Fredericksburg bullpen is in straight away left. Dimensions 400 feet to dead center field, 327 feet to right, 327 feet to right, yes, and 325 feet to right field at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Well, let's take you through the standings. Of course, Lynchburg getting the big win in the series finale back in Salem on Sunday. They are now tied for second with Salem in the Carolina League North at 15-15. Behind the Carolina Mudcats, the Fredericksburg Nationals sit in last place, 6 games back of the Carolina Mudcats in the North. Could be a big series for Fredericksburg to try to gain some ground, and for the Red Sox side of things, this could be a big series to take some wins against maybe a lesser opponent here in the second half. But some things are changing for Fredericksburg. More on that in a second, but what does this series mean for both teams?
I mean, this is absolutely huge, right? This is that point in the second half where the tide is either going to turn one way or another. What kind of a team are you going to be here? I thought last series was massive for Salem, right? End up losing that series in a heartbreaker. Obviously, we played 7 instead of 6 last week after having to make up a game that was originally supposed to be played in Lynchburg. It's always fun to have a 7th game. You know, Salem went into that Sunday tied and just didn't really have it on Sunday afternoon, right? Team that seems to play better at night, and the Red Sox just couldn't quite pull one out. So that makes this week all that much more important, especially because you're playing a lesser quality opponent. Now, the Fred Nats are very, very good. A lot of new additions to their roster. This is a completely different team, and we're going to get into all that. But this week is a must-win for the Red Sox to stay in the hunt for the top of the Carolina League North. I think you have to try and win four here this week. I think a split is a disappointment.
Well, let's talk about what's changing for Fredericksburg, a roster move to talk about for Salem as well, but the big one belongs to the Frednats. The Cavalry has arrived after promotions of Sammy Infante, Cortland Lawson, and Matt Merrill to High A Wilmington. The Frednats are welcoming in seven new players today, all of the 2023 draft class. Second-rounder Yoandi Morales out of Miami highlights the group. That includes fourth-round pick Andrew Pinckney out of Alabama, fifth-round pick Marcus Brown from Oklahoma State, sixth-round pick Gavin Dugas from LSU, eighth-round pick Jared Simpson from Iowa, 14th-round pick Elijah Nunez from TCU, and 16th-round pick Austin Amaral from Stetson University. Most of the groups have played at the FCL in West Palm Beach before being promoted to Fredericksburg. Also, for Salem, getting a rehab assignment from High A Greenville, Gilberto Jimenez on rehab after a really good stint in Florida. Want to see how he does at the single A level. Well, we'll take a short break, tell you who's in those starting lineups and who's out, as well as our injury report when we come back on MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who's in and who's out on Liam Carroll's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineups, here's Giovanni and Tyler.
Welcome you back here to Virginia Credit Union Stadium in Fredericksburg, Virginia. That's right, we're on the road this week. For Salem, we'll take you into our injury report. The typical suspects, Juan Chacon, Miguel Blaise, Abram Liendo, likely out for the season. Brooks Brannon is still day to day. Into today's starting lineups, as Liam Carroll will meet with manager Jake Lowry of the Frednats. Let's take you into our starters first for the visitors on the scoreboard. First time we've gotten to say this at an opposing ballpark for the Salem Red Sox. They'll lead things off with the third baseman, number 5, Cutter Coffey. Batting second, the shortstop, number 8, Mikey Romero. Batting third, the center fielder, number 28, Justinson Garcia. In the cleanup spot, the right fielder, number 38, Alexis Hernandez. Batting fifth, the second baseman, number 2, Luis Ravello. Batting sixth, the first baseman, number 14, Lionel James. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 26, Anderso Lira. In the 8 hole, the DH, number 13, Yarberto Mexicano. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 22, Albertson Asihen. Gabriel Jackson takes the mound after getting the winning decision last Tuesday, still in place of Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. For the Frednats, they'll lead things off with the center fielder, Jonathan Thomas. Batting second in his single-A debut, fourth-round pick from Alabama, number 29, Andrew Pinckney in right field. Batting third, the second-round pick for the Nationals, third baseman number 27, Yoandi Morales out of Miami. Batting fourth, the first baseman number 36, Blake Klassen. Batting fifth, the designated hitter number 11, Roysmar Quintana. Batting sixth, the catcher number 12, Max Romero Jr. In the seventh spot, out of LSU, another Nationals draft pick, second baseman number 13, Gavin Dugas. Batting 8th, the shortstop, number 4, Armando Cruz. And batting 9th, out of TCU, the 4th Nationals draft pick in the starting lineup today, in left, number 9, Elijah Nunez. On the hill, Elijah Nunez's former college teammate, Riley Cornelio, out of Texas Christian. He's 2-7. The right-hander has a 4.88 ERA this season. Well, Gio, you take a look at these lineups. Fredericksburg debuting 4 players to the single-A level, all collegiate draft picks. What are you looking forward to the most tonight from this game between Fredericksburg and Salem?
I'm just looking forward to seeing how these Red Sox bats kind of continue some of the momentum that they had, right? Josh Stinson Garcia was unbelievable a week ago in Salem, right? But this Nationals lineup is really, really fun to look at. If you're a fan of college baseball, this is a week to tune into. All of these guys were huge names in college baseball in their respective conferences. You got guys out of the TCU, Elijah Nunez playing in the Big 12. Pinckney was at Bama in the SEC. Morales was one of the top players in the Atlantic Coast Conference, especially as a defensive infielder, but mainly known as a hitter, right? So, I mean, if you're a fan of college baseball, the Nationals love to draft out of college more so than sign internationally, and it really shows off here.
Well, that'll take us to our final break before we get underway. Take a break for the national anthem when we come back. First pitch from Virginia Credit Union Stadium here on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock it in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. With the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
We welcome you here to Virginia Credit Union Stadium. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals playing host to the Salem Red Sox for the first time this season. We're on the road. This is Red Sox baseball on the air. Let's get you caught up on who's on the mound for the first time that we get to talk about in a non-doubleheader game. The Red Sox are the designated road team, so we'll take you through their starting batting order real quick. Coffey, Romero, Garcia, Hernandez, Ravelo, James, Lira, Mexicano, and Asi Hen. So really a good lineup for Salem. They'll have to take on Riley Cornelio. He's had a bit of a tough season with Fredericksburg. The TCU product, right-handed arm, 2-7 with a 4.88 ERA. Like I said, he's college teammates with Elijah Nunez, who's the starting left fielder tonight for Fredericksburg. Not only were they college teammates at TCU, summer collegiate teammates, both playing in 2021 in the Northwoods League with the St. Cloud Rocks. Gio, when you take a look at this Salem batting order, who are you looking to make an impact tonight? Mikey batting second.
Yeah, Mikey batting second, no doubt. I like Cutter at the top of the order, right? He had a couple of big sparks, a couple of nice flashes, really came around towards the end of that Down East Wood Ducks series as well and kind of continued that momentum into the previous series against Lynchburg that we just saw. And then I look at the three-hole, Josh Stinson Garcia. Now, I would have loved to seen Garcia at cleanup in the fourth, but at the same time, you get to see him up in the first inning, which is, I think, in a different way, very important as well. So I love Garcia towards the top of the order. He was red hot a week ago. Lionel James had some solidity towards the bottom of the order. Albertson Asi Hen acting as a second leadoff guy. And then I like that Yorberto's got the DH tonight. Why not? Homered in the last series. He's gotten an opportunity to play a lot more baseball specifically as a DH as of late and ride that hot bat.
Well, Cutter Coffee will stand in. The first pitch is swung on and missed for strike number one, and this game gets started at 7.05 p.m., perfectly on time here from Fredericksburg.
Tyler, we might have had a crazy late lineup change because that's Justinson Garcia.
Oh.
I mean, even in Fredericksburg here on the video board, they have Cutter Coffee, but that is Garcia in the right-handed batter's box.
That is a ball that bounces into the dirt, ball one. You're right, this is Justinson Garcia. This is not the lineup we got. The third pitch of the at-bat is swung on and missed at 83 from Cornelio. So we'll see who is due up. That does look like Mikey in the on-deck circle.
That's Mikey.
A swing and a miss, and Garcia will go down on strikes to open up our ball game.
Get out the whiteout. We got to fix the scorebook.
So Garcia strikes out instead of Cutter Coffee, who is the announced starter. Mikey Romero will be the next batter. First overall pick last year. Blasts one towards deep left center field, but the left fielder in Nunez at the warning track calls it in. It was well struck by Mikey. 341 feet towards left field, just not enough. 94 mile per hour exit speed. Good launch angle, just couldn't get it out.
Yeah, still working on that power a little bit. He did a couple of those last week, right, where he got a hold of one, just couldn't quite crank it out for his first homer.
It now brings up Alexis Hernandez. So he takes over Garcia's spot, moves one spot up in the batting order. First pitch to Hernandez is a called strike on the inside part of the plate. Hernandez was set to bat cleanup, instead batting three hole, bouncing a ball in the dirt is Cornelio, who so far has recorded a couple of outs pretty quickly.
Curious to see if this alters defensive positioning at all. It must if Coffee's not going to be in the lineup. On deck, it appears that's Luis Ravello, who was
supposed to bat fifth.
Yeah, this is going to throw everything off.
Foul ball will make it a 2-2 count to Garcia. Justinson Garcia batting 227 on the year, 18 RBI. Had a really, really good series against Lynchburg and is on a tear. Excuse me, this is not Garcia. I looked up at the scoreboard. It's Hernandez in the batter's box. So this last-minute lineup change is just throwing a wrench into everything. 2-2. Fouled off, and Hernandez will stay alive in the count.
Yeah, this is an awesome start to our road trip.
Hernandez went 5 for 22 in the series against Lynchburg, including a double and a home run. Cornelio now sets, kicks the leg, fires to Hernandez, who hits one towards center field to awaiting Jonathan Thomas for the third out of the inning. That ends our first. Coming up, Fredericksburg gets their first time with the bats. A lot of exciting names in the first three. We'll have more on that coming up when we come back on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Fredericksburg. Almost said Salem, force of habit, but for the first time this year, we are on the road in Fredericksburg. A lot of lineup changes, but defensively, it will be Gabriel Jackson on the hill for Salem. He's 4-0 on the year with a 2.68 ERA. And Cutter Coffey was supposed to be the starting third baseman today. John Frank Salazar is now at third for Salem.
Okay, so maybe he'll bat bottom of the order and everybody gets bumped one. I'm not exactly sure how this is going to work out.
Jonathan Thomas will lead things off for Fredericksburg. Salem wearing their red jerseys with Red Sox written across the front, navy blue caps, gray pants with Red Sox. Fredericksburg in light blue jerseys with red numbers, white pants with a navy blue stripe. First pitch to Thomas is swinging for strike one. Weather conditions here in Fredericksburg on a gorgeous Tuesday afternoon, 79 degrees and sunny. Wind is blowing at 4 miles per hour. Ball will miss low to Thomas. And the count goes even to a ball and a strike. Thomas, a 2-11 batter, check swing, called a strike on the outside part of the plate. Good pitch there from Jackson, just finding the zone. Now the 1-2 to the leadoff batter is Chop. That's a fair ball. Lira will pick it up. Fire down to first to awaiting James for the out. A 2-3 ground out and a groan of disappointment from the home crowd.
Yeah, swinging bunt there that just kind of trickled down the left field line. Interesting play. Good heads up defensive stop by Lira to get that ball and get it down to first.
Well, here's the debut of Andrew Pinckney. He attended the University of Alabama. The first pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Pinckney, a really great talent for the Crimson Tide, was the fourth round draft pick. He rips one towards center field, and that's a base hit. First single A at bat for Andrew Pinckney, and he's able to get aboard with a one out single.
Good way to start, just a line drive, ripper right up the middle. Saw it the whole way. We're on first here for the Fredericksburg Nationals.
And here comes yet another Yandy Morales. Played at the University of Miami for the Hurricanes. Jackson asked for a new baseball. Morales wears number 27 for the Fred Nats. With a runner at first base, Nationals looking to do some damage. First pitch, a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Morales, 6'4", 225 pounds, a native to Miami. Second pitch, swinging for strike number two. His dad, Andy Morales, a member of the Cuban national team, played in the Red Sox organization. So playing against his dad's former organization. The 0-2 to Morales, called strike three. Chris Janke rings him up, and not the greatest debut for the second round draft pick being called out on strikes.
It happens. It's a really nice looking pitch from Gabriel Jackson. Really excited to see what he can do, and now his third start of the year, but second now being officially a part of this rotation. Last week, he was sharp in his start to get the series going against the Hillcats.
Blake Klassen, the next batter. He takes a first pitch ball called, so no pitch. Instead, Pinckney will take second base on a ball called on Gabriel Jackson. Klassen attending the University of California, Santa Barbara, or UCSB, 17th round draft pick last year. Now the first pitch to Klassen is a ball that just misses outside. A 1-0 count, runner at second base for the Nationals. 1-0 delivery in there for a called strike on the inside part of the plate to the left-handed hitting Blake Klassen. Three lefties in this lineup for Fredericksburg, no switch hitters. The 1-1 delivery downstairs, ball two. Two balls, one strike, two outs, bottom one. Red Sox and Fred Nats tied at zero. Let's go! 2-1, Klassen. Batting Jackson looks back and fires a chopper heading towards the Salem dugout on the third base side, and someone down the line caught it in his hat in the Salem dugout. Jackson carries a perfect 4-0 record into this game against Fredericksburg. Klassen's 2-2 pitch is fouled off. Last season for UCSB, a .352 batter with 10 home runs, 27 RBIs. No homers at the single-A level yet. Has hit one at the FCL level earlier this season before he was called up last month. The 2-2, Jackson delivers, inside ball three, full count with Royce Marquintana, the DH, waiting on deck. Klassen hasn't had the best season here in Fredericksburg so far, batting just .169.
Started at Arizona, ended up with the Gauchos at UCSB.
Check swing on a pitch low, appeal down, no swing, says the field umpire Michael Corbett. And Klassen draws a full count walk. Two aboard for the five-hole Royce Marquintana. Decent opportunity for Fredericksburg to make some noise here in the first. A two-week homestand for Fredericksburg, in which they're in the back leg of after falling 4-2 in a six-game series with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Quintana waits for the first offering, a called strike on the low part of the zone. A .252 batter with two homers and 21 RBIs for the Frednats. Won't be in the field, just the DH tonight. 0-1, crack towards center field. Garcia giving a long run towards the wall. It's off the wall. Two will score for Fredericksburg. Garcia picks it up and throws it in. Quintana chugging for third where no one is covering. It's a two RBI, two out triple for Royce Marquintana. Fredericksburg leads 2-0.
Boy, it looked like Garcia had a chance at it, and he gave it all that he got, and it actually hit off the wall, then hit off his leg, and he had to chase it down a little bit more. Ends up calling off Hernandez in order to pick it up and threw it in, but Quintana really got a hold of that baseball, and it's 2-0 Frednats, and they have all the early momentum.
Runner at third for Max Romero takes a first pitch ball. A bit inside for the left-handed hitting Romero. So 2-0 Frednats here in the first inning. A lot of time for Salem. Foul ball will chop back towards the leg of Lira. Count goes even 1-1.
Quintana, third triple on the year. Comes here at the beginning of August.
First day of August. Happy August 1st, by the way. 1-1 to Romero on the outside part of the plate. It's going to get a little confusing this week. We have a Mikey Romero and a Maxwell Romero.
Yes. I'm rooting for that Mikey guy.
I would say the same. It is 2-0 Frednats with Quintana at third. A swing and a miss for Maxwell Romero. Strike two on a 91-mile-per-hour pitch from Gabriel Jackson.
Maxwell Romero, another Miami guy. Transferred there to play for the Canes after spending time at Vanderbilt.
Bit of a journeyman now over here in Fredericksburg trying to start his professional career. 265 batter this year. The 2-2 is fouled off his ankle. Those are never fun.
That never looks like it feels good, no doubt.
I don't know what it feels like, but I have to liken it to swinging a razor scooter into your ankle.
Ooh.
If you've ever experienced that. 2-2 delivery is cracked towards left field. It will drop in for a base hit. Quintana scores as Romero singles to make it a 3-0 Frednats lead.
This might be the best hitting we have seen strung together against the Red Sox in quite some time here, Tyler.
Especially against Gabriel Jackson, who looked so good last week, and that will pull Jason Blint out of the dugout for a quick mound visit with Jackson. Only his third start of the year, I might add. And by the way, coming home, Quintana slipped and fell on home plate when he crossed it. That doesn't change anything. Just thought it was a fun tidbit to throw in there.
Yeah.
So a mound visit where Jason Blanton will talk. And this game kind of started with a lot of confusion with Salem having a very last-minute lineup change where it seems Cutter Coffey was pulled at the very last minute. We saw him get pulled out of the game on Sunday in the middle of the game, and now he is being pulled before the game starts. So is it a potential injury for Coffey where he said at the last second, I can't play? That is yet to be seen. It'll bring up Gavin Dugas, the LSU product, just won the national championship and is now here in Fredericksburg. Will take the first pitch for a called strike.
Yeah, we're looking at a guy that hosted a national championship trophy for the first time this year. That's pretty cool. I don't think people understand how hard something like that is.
The 0-1 delivery, a ball downstairs, one ball and one strike. Was the sixth-round pick by the Washington Nationals. Again, won the 2023 Men's College World Series.
I find it so interesting how the Nationals really focus predominantly
on one ball,
drafting out of college. They do not sign a ton of international guys. I mean, you look down, and this lineup is predominantly college signees.
Dugas earned a hit in all three games of the College World Series final. The 2-1 is inside for ball three. As a matter of fact, he went 3-for-5 in the 4-3 game one win. Seven total bases that game two. The 3-1 hit over towards short, picked up by Romero. The throw will go to first. Speedy Dugas will beat it out. Dugas begins his single-A career by legging out an infield single, and it just seems like the Fred Nats have loaded up on firepower here with seven MLB draft picks, all college kids, that are just dominating so far here in the first inning. It's already 3-0. Armando Cruz coming to the plate with two on.
I mean, the level of baseball they were playing in college.
First pitch will be taken for a strike. Swinging for a strike. My apologies.
No worries, TK. The level of ball they were seeing in college was honestly closer to the high or maybe even double-A level.
Called strike on the lower part of the zone. Gabriel Jackson is able to find it. Well, either way.
These guys played power five ball.
Right.
National championship caliber baseball. I mean, Morales played in a College World Series with the Canes. Obviously, Dugas won a national championship.
0-2 to Cruz. Jackson lifts the leg and fires. Ground ball to third. Salazar spears it. Will step on third himself. Inning-ending fielder's choice, but the damage has been done. Three runs scored primarily off a 2-RBI triple from Royce Marquintana. Still 8 innings for the Red Sox to come back. It's only a 3-run deficit. We'll be back. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on SalemRedSox.com.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7.05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Yeah. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th, for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem. I did it again, Gio.
You did it again, TK.
It's a force of habit.
We're
Virginia
in Fredericksburg.
Credit Union Stadium.
I'll probably do it too, I'm sure.
I need to just get it through the head. Well, here's the thing, Gio. In Salem, in Fredericksburg, there's a called strike. I need to stop. I just need to get it out.
Deep breaths.
They have Juan Chacon on the video board because they put number 37 in. That's John Frank Salazar's number, batting ninth. Ball outside 1-1, but it's interesting to see our old friend Juan Chacon back on the board.
Yeah, Poppy's rehabbing a broken hand. Successful surgery, though, a couple weeks ago.
1-1, hit over towards first, picked up by Klassen, who will step on the bag himself. And Luis Ravello goes down three unassisted.
And we'll remind you, this batting order has gotten completely shifted around. Looks like we have Lionel James stepping in. Lita is on deck.
Mexicano, then Asienzo. Literally everyone just shifted up, putting in Salazar batting ninth.
Yeah, that makes sense.
James, the first baseman, will take the first pitch from Cornelio downstairs for ball one. James, a 240 batter on the year. Today's the trade deadline. A lot of moves being made at the 6 o'clock deadline that have not been made public yet, as the first pitch to James will miss.
It appears that the Red Sox will make no moves. Not buyers or sellers. What are your thoughts on that, TK?
I think it's the right move. I think they have a really good team right now, honestly. The 1-0 is swung on and missed for strike two.
I would have loved to have seen him go grab another starting pitcher. Other than that, I'm okay with the bats. I didn't want to get rid of anyone.
Pitch upstairs, two balls and a strike. Jack Flaherty will now be a Baltimore Oriole. Justin Verlander going back to the Houston Astros.
That's frustrating.
2-1 now to James. Fouled off and the count goes even, 2-2. The Marlins acquire Josh Bell from the Guardians in exchange for Gene Segura. That's a bit of a blockbuster deal.
Yeah. Gene Segura was great in Philly last year, en route to a World Series appearance.
2-2. James will chop it over to short, picked up by Cruz. The throw will go to first base in time. A 6-3 ground out will now bring up Ender Solera.
Salem's got to find a way to get some bats going here. All the momentum on the side of the Fred Nats. And, I mean, it is a daunting lineup to look at.
Yeah, I mean, you have some of the best college players. You could convince me that it was a college all-star game.
Yeah. Yep.
First pitch, a called strike outside to Ender Solera.
This is like the football Reese's Senior Bowl. Even though not all of them were seniors.
The 0-1 will miss low. Tommy Pham going to become a Diamondback. G-Man Choi going from the Pirates to the Padres. It's an interesting move.
How about these Fred Nats jerseys? Those are, you got to give it to them. Those are pretty sharp.
They are. They say Fred Nats across the front. The skyline of Fredericksburg below towards the waistline. A ball upstairs to Lira, 2-1.
Baby blue. I love the sleeves. The sleeves are good.
2-1 delivery. Chopped over to the first base side. Picked up by Klassen, who will step on the bag. Perfect through two innings is Blake Klassen. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. To the bottom of the second we go here in Fredericksburg on SalemRedSox.com.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Virginia Credit Union Stadium in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Red Sox, the road team, taking on the Nationals, who have looked really, really good with their new collegiate prospects in, and they add yet another. A guy we didn't even see last inning, Elijah Nunez out of Texas Christian University, will bat first here in the second inning. He wears number 9 for the Frednats. Well, we were talking about the trade deadline, and the Red Sox did make a move. Our old friend Bradley Blaylock, who played in Salem earlier this season, will now be a member of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. He'll play for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers up in High A.
Great guy. Absolutely great guy.
Nunez takes a pitch clock violation. Now a pitch downstairs. Count will go even to 1-1. And maybe that's something for these college guys that they're not quite used to yet, is the pitch clock here in professional baseball. 1-1, Jackson deals a chopper foul, 1-2.
Yeah, wishing Bradley absolutely nothing but the best. It was a pleasure to be around him so much in Salem. Great guy. Originally committed to Kennesaw State, decided to go pro.
1-2, ball bouncing in the dirt, 2-2. In return, the Red Sox will add infielder Luis Urias from Milwaukee. Ball outside, and the count will go full to Elijah Nunez from TCU.
Just a simple College World Series appearance, no biggie.
3-2, fouled off. It was a bit of a surprise College World Series appearance, too, for TCU.
Yeah. Former teammate of our guy, Caleb Bolden.
Yeah. Elijah Nunez will wait the 3-2 ball downstairs. We'll see if Bolden faces Nunez at any point this series, as Nunez will draw a leadoff walk. It is the second surrendered by Jackson. It's the bottom of the second, 3-0 Frednats lead. Back to the top of the order, Jonathan Thomas, who had that swinging bunt ground out to the catcher, will take the first pitch low, 4-1. 38 pitches from Gabriel Jackson so far today. 7. The 1-0 is fouled off. This season, a good strikeout to walk ratio, 17-30. Lead off at first for Elijah Nunez. Thomas trying to get him up to the next base. The 1-1, big swing and a miss. Was looking to lay the barrel on that one. A 1-2 count. If you're just tuning in, we're here in Fredericksburg. Cutter Coffee, a last-minute lineup change, was pulled out. Caused a lot of confusion here in Fredericksburg. The 1-2 runner goes, swing and a miss. It's a strike him out, and it is a throw him out. Caught stealing at second is Elijah Nunez, and there are two gone with nobody on, and that's the kind of play that can be a huge momentum swing.
Yeah, really nice throw by Ender Solita behind home plate. Even better job by Luis Ravello to get there from second, apply the tag, That's a great connection right there between those two to get the out.
First pitch to Andrew Pinckney, who is batting 1,000. A bit odd to see that up on the scoreboard. He takes a first pitch ball.
Well, he's one for one.
One for one and cracks one down the left field line. That is a fair ball. Pinckney has extra bases. He'll take second base and will stop there with a stand-up two-out double. Pinckney a single in the first, a double in the second. Two for two in his single-A career. The Alabama Crimson Tide product nearly made it to the College World Series before running into a buzzsaw of Wake Forest in the Super Regional.
And he's showing why right here. Two for two in his young career.
Yoandy Morales, 0 for 1. He struck out looking. Will chop the first pitch foul.
Looks like it got a piece of his hand, either that or the vibration of the bat, one or the other. Had to kind of wave his right hand off as he continues to flex it.
Morales, a Miami kid, wouldn't be surprised if he grew up a Marlins fan, so he got drafted by the division rival in the Nationals. Will bat with a runner at second base, looking for his first single A base hit. The 0-1 delivery from Jackson, just a touch downstairs. Morales wearing number 27, batting from the right-handed side, taking on Gabriel Jackson. 3-0, Fred Nats bottom two. The 1-1 is hit towards right field and deep. Hernandez leaping, and it's over his head. It's an RBI hit for Morales. In the score is Pinckney, and will trade places at second, back-to-back two-out doubles for Fredericksburg. Make it a 4-0 game.
Yeah, I don't think these guys are going to be in Fredericksburg very long. I mean, this is, I've never seen all year long. How many baseball games have we called? I have not seen a team get shelled on quite like this. Honestly, I think that Pinckney and Morales, even Nunez, playing at the level that they played at, this might be it's looking easy for them. Really, they're making it look easy.
Blake Klassen, he is 0-0 today after drawing a walk. Will take a first pitch called strike at 86 miles per hour from Jackson. We're not sure why Cutter Coffee was pulled. If we get that information, we'll pass it along to you as soon as we find out. A ball downstairs will even the Klassen count at 1-1. It is only 4-0 Nationals, so definitely time for Salem to wake the bats up. 1-1 is cracked over. Jackson spears it himself. It will be a 1-3 ground out for Blake Klassen. One run will score for the Nats here in the second off of two base hits, back-to-back doubles from this year's Nationals draft picks. No errors and one left on base. Salem has some work to do as we enter the third. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball here on SalemRedSox.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Fredericksburg, Virginia Credit Union Stadium. One of the beautiful ballparks of the Carolina League as the sun begins to set. The beer plaza over in right field, terrace boxes, some low-rising stands all across home plate. A outfield seating area over in left field with a large ribbon video board housing the Nationals bullpen. Yorberto Mexicano will lead off the inning. He is the designated hitter today. And it seems like we do have some clarification on the lineup. Ball bouncing in the dirt downstairs. Salazar will now bat eighth with Ossie Henn batting ninth. So okay. Again, it's Salazar eighth, Ossie Henn ninth.
Yep, I'm calling this Franken scorebook.
1-0 ball upstairs. It's a 2-0 count to Yorberto Mexicano. Yorberto has looked really good recently, getting a bit more playing time
than I guess
he typically would. 2-0 check swing called strike.
I think this just goes to show, and I didn't mean to step over you, TK.
All good.
I think this just goes to show how much Liam likes Albertson Ossie Henn in the nine hole at that second leadoff spot.
Mexicano skies one over towards the terrace boxes in right field. They do something kind of special here in Fredericksburg whenever there's a foul ball. More on that after this 2-2 to Mexicano. Cornelio lifts the leg and fires a swing and a foul ball chopped back. 83-mile-per-hour pitch. Mexicano just gets a piece of. I'd have to find out the exact name of the sponsor, but the PA announcer comes on and says, I think that's another Fredericksburg Town Center, and the entire crowd knows to say foul ball altogether. Two balls, two strikes. Cornelio to Mexicano lifted towards center field. Jonathan Thomas comes in to make the catch for the first out. So there is one gone here in the top of the third. No Salem runner has yet to reach first base, or any base for that matter.
And they've been sat down 1-2-3 so far tonight.
John Frank Salazar, the third baseman. He was the one who came in for Cutter Coffee. He'll foul off the first pitch he sees, 92-mile-per-hour Cornelio fastball. Stepping out of the box, calling timeout is Salazar. Batting 087 on the year has not been the cleanest start. The 0-1 cracked down the left field side, but into the glove of Elijah Nunez. Two are gone on a well-struck fly ball to left. 95 miles per hour off the bat. 305 feet, just a lower launch angle, and it went straight to the glove of Nunez.
Yeah, tough break there. Tough break for John Frank Salazar. He continues to, you know, try and find his groove.
Nine-hole batter Albertson Ossie Henn will take the first pitch down low. 4-1. Ossie Henn, batting 308, has really stepped it up. A 250 series against Lynchburg. Fouls off the second pitch of the at-bat. Counts even 1-1. Ossie Henn went 3-for-12 against Lynchburg. Two walks and a strikeout. It's his first career appearance against Fredericksburg. The 1-1 delivery. A ball downstairs, just a touch below the strike zone. Two balls and a strike. Seems like it's a bit of a tighter strike zone for Chris Janke, our home plate umpire. The 2-1 delivery is hit over towards the third baseman. Morales will make his first defensive play on a nice throw over to first. 9-up, 9-down. Red Sox have been retired in order through three innings of play. Nationals will come up to bat when we come back here on SalemRedSox.com. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Fredericksburg, Virginia Credit Union Stadium, bottom three. Red Sox have yet to get a base runner, but it's Fredericksburg's turn to try to add some more. Royce Marquintana tripled to drive in two in the first inning. He leads things off here in the third. Batting 256 after his triple, it's 4-0 Fred Nats, bottom three. First pitch bouncing in the dirt on the 50th pitch, I should say, for Gabriel Jackson.
Tyler, it looks like the Red Sox have agreed to a deal to acquire Brewers infielder Luis Urias.
That was the Blaylock trade, the 1-0, swing and a miss for strike one, 1-1.
That's going to help.
Yeah.
That's going to help.
1-1 delivery, a ball downstairs. Two balls and a strike to Quintana, the designated hitter. 23 RBIs ticked up by two after the first inning. We'll take the 2-1 downstairs as Jackson has struggled a bit to find the strike zone. Max Romero Jr. and Gavin Dugas also due up this inning. 3-1 swung on and missed on a pitch inside for the right-handed hitting Quintana. So Quintana now batting with a full count, bases empty and nobody out. The 3-2 taken low on a check swing, a peel down. Michael Corbett says no swing. And Quintana will draw the walk. Third surrendered by Jackson tonight.
Yeah, hasn't had his best stuff tonight, right? And there's a big difference between starting and relieving a game. And he's new to this whole starting thing, right? There's a different added pressure when you are the starting pitcher rather than when you're coming into a ball game. It's almost like jumping on a moving train, right? Instead, you have to start the train.
Ball downstairs will miss to Maxwell Romero Jr., the starting catcher tonight for Fredericksburg, 1-for-1, singled back in the first, was out at third on the force out hit into by Armando Cruz. 1-0 swung on and missed, 88-mile-per-hour pitch from Jackson, counts even to 1-1. Jackson struggling through this start so far. The 1-1 delivery bouncing into the dirt but staying still at first is Quintana. Romero goes ahead in the count 2-1. Count, swing and a miss for strike two. Romero will now have to protect the zone with two strikes on his count with Quintana standing at first base. Two-two delivery, a ball outside, and the count will go full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out, bottom three. Fred Nats lead 4-0. The pitch to Romero is fouled off just to the left of our booth here in Fredericksburg.
One of these days we'll get one in the booth.
It's a much smaller target to hit here in Fredericksburg.
And it's not right behind. I mean, it'd be pretty tough to get it at this angle.
It'd be a line drive that hits off our wall. The 3-2 is downstairs. Back-to-back walks. Nope. My apologies. It looks like it was a check swing that just got a piece of the bat. And I've mistaken again. It looked like he was getting ready to step in the box again, and then the umpire said, no, wait, that's ball four. Head to first base. So I got it right the first time. Shouldn't have doubted myself there.
Never doubt yourself, Tyler. Go with your gut.
Fourth walk surrendered by Jackson, as it will bring up Gavin Dugas, the national champion at LSU. Action going in the Red Sox bullpen already. Luis Talavera will be warming up. Ball downstairs will make it a 1-0 count.
Looked like Nathaniel Cruz was up and moving as well.
Both options pretty good out of the pen. Two on with nobody out as Jackson has struggled so far. The 1-0 ball inside, and it's a 2-0 to Dugas.
Typically, Talavera and Cruz, very dependable, struggled a little bit in their last two outings, though, each.
Yep. Talavera started off a little shaky, got a lot better, struggled in his last appearance. 2-1 is swung on and missed on a high 88-mile-per-hour pitch to Dugas.
By the way, Randy Seña was just elevated to the Greenville Drive, no longer with the Red Sox tonight. He's already made the trek to Greenville.
He's not a part of that bullpen, cannot be called upon. The 2-1 called strike inside.
He was here for a short while.
Oh, he was. He got called up, I believe, in May, and then is leaving on August 1st. Two on. Pitches fouled off. Working up that pitch count of Gabriel Jackson, who's now up to 67. Dugas, the native to Houma, Louisiana, or Houma. Went to Houma Christian High. 2-2, called strike three, high in the zone, and that's a big first out, retiring Dugas, who had a really well-hit single back in the first inning.
That's big. That's a big strikeout. Some positive momentum here going for the Sox.
Brings up Armando Cruz. Not a whole lot of international talent on this Fredericksburg roster. Swinging a foul ball chopped away for strike one. Cruz is one of them, however. Native to Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Signed on in 2021, played in the Dominican Republic, got the call to Fredericksburg last season, and has spent all year in Freddy this season. Two on with one out. The 0-1 delivery hit over towards third. Salazar will throw on to second for one. On to first, it's a 5-4-3 double play. Salazar to Ravello to James to turn two as Armando Cruz will ground in to the inning-ending double play. For the first time tonight, the Fred Nats put a zero up in the line score. Salem still looking for its first base runner. We'll see if that happens when we come back for the fourth. You're listening to Salem Sox Baseball on SalemRedSox.com.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa!
This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Fredericksburg. Fourth inning about to get underway, taking you through the middle innings on the play-by-play. Here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Tyler. Thanks so much for joining us here in Fredericksburg. Beautiful, cool night for baseball. We go to the top of the order with John Stinson Garcia, the first pitch, and he waves and misses on a 76-mile-an-hour curveball outside out of the zone, and the count now 1-0. It's Riley Cornelio on the bump for the Fred Nats. He has sat him down 1-2-3 all the way throughout. He kicks, deals, nothing in one, and it's a pitch missing way low and away. Scooped up by Romero behind home plate, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Two up for the Sox, Mikey Romero, Alexis Hernandez. The 1-1 pitch misses high and in as Garcia shimmies away, raises his arms away from an 81-mile-an-hour cutter, and the count's now 2-1. Cornelio, a right-handed pitcher, he kicks, deals 2-1. And it misses just downstairs and away. 85 on a slider. 3-1 to Justinson Garcia, who has been absolutely unbelievable the last week. Has struck out once tonight. The 3-1 on the way. And he looks at ball number 4 missing on the outer half. 89-mile-an-hour changeup. And Garcia with a leadoff walk. The Red Sox have a base runner for the first time tonight, Tyler.
Breaks up the perfecto.
Here's Mikey Romero, the young shortstop, the California kid, left-handed batter, first-round draft pick for the Red Sox. You talk about all of these top prospects for the Nationals in this ballgame. Well, Romero, one of the big names as well. The first pitch, and it's way inside on an 89-mile-an-hour changeup, and the count is 1-0. And just like that, it appears that Riley Cornelio maybe running out of a little bit of steam as he's struggling to locate something he was not doing in the first three innings. He kicks. Pickoff over to first, and sliding in there safely is Justinson Garcia. Still 1-0 to Mikey Romero. 14th pick to the Boston Red Sox. 4-0 your score. The Fred Nats lead it here in the top of the fourth. Cornelio kicks, steals the pitch, and it's laced out into center field, and it's a one-hopper into the glove of Thomas. A base hit for Mikey Romero. Runners on first and second for the Red Sox. First hit of the night for Salem, and now all of a sudden, two runners aboard. First and second occupied for the three-hole hitter, Alexis Hernandez, playing out in right field tonight. Flew out to center field his first time up. How about this, Tyler? I love this. They have a old-timey manual scoreboard out in center field. Really a historic feel for a very modern, beautiful minor league ballpark. The righty digs in. Righty on righty matchup. First and second occupied. Nobody out. The first pitch. And it's a breaking ball skipping up in the dirt. Blocked by Romero behind home plate for the Fred Nats. Everybody stays where they are, and it's 1-0.
Yeah, it's a really nice touch. I'm always a sucker for manual scoreboards. The one up in Fenway Park, of course, and then a few of the other affiliates able to have one over on the left field wall. But I always think that's a really cool part of ballparks. That's a touch with baseball's roots.
Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Absolutely breathtaking. We have a mound visit taking place between Romero behind home plate for the Fred Nats. And Riley Cornelio, the former TCU product, as he kicks on the side of the mound, grabs a little bit of rosin, circles back, a little bit of a lick of the fingers, a little bit more rosin, a couple of tosses, tip of the cap, and he's back on the rubber. Mikey Romero at first, Justinson Garcia at second for the Red Sox. The righty Alexis Hernandez is in, and the count is 1-0. Cornelio, a glance to second, fires the 1-0. Breaking ball way low and away on a slider at 87. 2-0. And again, Cornelio just struggling to find that strike zone right now, Tyler.
Yeah, and that could be a big help for the Red Sox. You have a big mountain to climb down for early, so just take your free passes when you can get them.
Garcia dancing the pitch. And this is a called strike right over the heart of the plate. 89 miles an hour on a slider. 4-0 still the score. Fredericksburg leads. The Red Sox in a little bit of business, though, with runners on first and second. Cornelio deals the 2-1. Low and away on a fastball at 90, and the count is 3-0. On the verge of walking the bases loaded, which could be absolutely huge here for the Red Sox. Luis Ravello, the cleanup man tonight, he is on deck, followed by Lionel James and Dersolida. Huge 3-1 pitch coming. It's on the way, and it's cracked right foul down the right field line, and Alexis Hernandez steps back into the right-handed batter's box. The count is full at 3-2.
Big pitch here.
Absolutely massive payoff pitch coming. Cornelio calls time. Now he takes his time as Hernandez adjusts the batting gloves and digs back on in. Three balls, two strikes, first and second, nobody out. Cornelio the pitch. And it's chopped foul in on the hands down the left field line as Hernandez takes a couple of gimpy hops out of the batter's box, now circles back in. The vibration off that bat, you could tell it didn't feel great on his hands. In the lean, Cornelio. 3-2, we stay, first and second. He winds and fires the pitch. Runners go, and it misses low and in on an 86-mile-an-hour slider. It's a full count walk, and the bases are loaded for the Red Sox.
Maybe it's just the magic of having Giovanni Heater on the call. Perfect game through three innings with Tyler Katz. Giovanni Heater gets on, bases loaded, nobody out.
What can I say? Pulled into the ballpark a little bit later than I would have liked to tonight. Apparently brought some magic from Salem. Bases juiced. Alexis Hernandez on first. Romero at second after his base hit. Josh Stinson Garcia, and we have a conversation taking place on the mound. Coming up is Chris Janke to break up the party from home plate, and this will bring up Luis Ravello, the second baseman for the Red Sox. Had a decent series last time around against the Lynchburg Hillcats back in Salem, looking to truly get back into his groove of things. Huge spot. Down 4-0 on the road. Can the Red Sox fight through this adversity? Coming off of a loss on Sunday that just felt in so many ways detrimental, the pitch. Swing and a miss, took a big cut. Had a breaking ball at 82, 0-1 for Luis Ravello. The 220 hitter with 36 RBIs has a chance for many more. Bases juiced, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut. This time at another breaking ball at 83. 0-2 for Ravello. Righty on lefty matchup. Cornelio. Hop of the knee. 0-2 the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him again. A curve ball in the dirt. And that is the first out. Luis Ravello sat down on strikes. Only the second strikeout of the night, believe it or not, for Riley Cornelio. Brings up Lionel James, the first baseman. He grounded out to short his first time around. And, you know, you ask the question, how long will Cornelio go, right? Started this inning with a walk, base hit, and another walk after sitting him down 1-2-3 in the first three innings. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with that breaking ball again. 0-1 for Lionel James. He has not mixed it up. It is a curveball that hits at about 80 miles an hour, sometimes a couple ticks more. The 0-1. Swing and a chopper. Charging ahead, the third baseman grabs it in Morales. He's got him at second. Throw to first, not in time. So they do cut one down at second in safely. is Lionel James at first, and there are two gone. Lionel James just chops one, coming into score. Josh Stinson Garcia. And it's 4-1. Here's Ender Solita to catcher. Runners now on the corners for the Red Sox. As Hernandez is sat down, chopped at second. First pitch to Lita. Misses low and away on a fastball, and it's 1-0. Derso Lita, the 245 hitter. 21 RBIs, looking for number 22 with Mikey Romero on third. Cornelio trying to get out of a jam, and it would be impressive to only give up one run here with the bases loaded and nobody out. Now two gone with runners on the corners. 4-1, Fred Nat's lead. The pitch, called strike on the inner corner. Nothing and two for Ender Solita. Oh, two on the way. Misses low in the count now, 1-2. Due up on the other side for the Fred Nats. Bottom of the order, Elijah Nunez. Then top of the order with Jonathan Thomas. And the red hot, Andrew Pinckney. Righty on righty. Two gone. The 1-2. Misses high and away on a fastball. 2-2. Absolutely beautiful night for baseball here. Cool temperatures at 75. Sun is setting. Unreal at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Pickoff over to first. Lionel James is back in there safely. Righty on righty, first and third for the Sox. Two gone. Pickoff again to first, and James slides in head first. Lila with an on-base percentage of 261. Would like to see that raised just a little bit. Here's the pitch. And it's a ball outside. It's ball four for Ender Solita. And it reloads the bases here for the Red Sox. A massive spot. Now coming up for Roberto Mexicano, who's the designated hitter tonight. Moves Lionel James over to second. Mikey Romero stays put at third. Garcia came in to score. It is 4-1. Here's Mexicano, the righty. Cornelio deals. Pitch called strike, just clipping the outside corner of the zone, 87 on a changeup. And the count now nothing and one. It's really more of a fastball. I mean, velocity-wise, you'd call it a changeup, but, I mean, it's straight as an arrow. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a sky-high drive out to center field. Going back is Thomas, and he makes the catch on the warning track. About 3 feet in front of the wall, out in straightaway center field. And the Red Sox strand the bases loaded. They do get one. We go to the home half of the fourth after this in Fredericksburg. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51.
Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7.05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Beautiful night for baseball here in Fredericksburg. It is 4-1. The Frednats lead it over the Salem Red Sox. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater as we get you going for the home half of the fourth inning. Gabriel Jackson is out, and Luis Talavera is in for the Salem Red Sox. Bottom of the order, Elijah Nunez, the TCU product, is ready to go for the Frednats, wearing those baby blue jerseys tonight. Reading Frednats across the front in red, the first pitch. And it is a called strike on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball right over the plate, and the count is nothing and one. I mean, that is right over the middle. Talavera deals a one way inside on a fastball that Nunez has to leap away from, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Nunez has been up once tonight. He walked, was caught stealing at second on a cannon from Lira. The 1-1. Swing and a miss at an 85-mile-an-hour slider. 1-2 for Elijah Nunez, who was unbelievable at Texas Christian University, making his debut tonight for the Fredericksburg Nationals, alongside a handful of studs in this batting order. The 1-2. This is low and in on a fastball at 90, and the count evens up at 2-2. Red Sox had a big chance last inning. They had bases loaded, nobody out. Then bases loaded again with two gone. Here's the 2-2. This is high and in on a changeup at 88, and the count is full at 3-2. And the Red Sox couldn't quite capitalize. They did get one. Double play made things harder. They stranded all three. The 3-2. Misses inside. It's ball four on a slider out of the zone. And for his second time tonight, walking to first on a base on balls is Elijah Nunez. Top of the order we go, Jonathan Thomas. He grounded out to the catcher on a swinging bunt, and he struck out swinging once tonight. It has been the Frednats show all night long. Talavera nods the pitch. Pulling away on a bunt was Jonathan Thomas. 85-mile-an-hour pitch finds the zone regardless, and it's nothing and one. Talavera, the righty, nods his head. Kicks and deals 0-1. Swing and a line drive. This is going, and it's down for a base hit up the middle. Rounding second, chugging for third is Nunez. Throw to second is in there with Ravello, and there's runners on the corners with nobody out for the Frednats. Jonathan Thomas with his first base hit of the ball game. And here's a guy that has been nothing short of spectacular in his single-A debut after just a couple of simulated appearances in the Florida Complex League. Here's Andrew Pinckney, a right fielder out of Alabama. A base hit, ended up scoring in the first. A double, ended up scoring in the second. Righty on righty, runners on the corners. Runner goes from first pitch, called strike, throw down to second. Ravello tags, not in time. Stolen base, Jonathan Thomas, two in scoring position for the Frednats. Righty on righty once again. First pitch, check swing, called strike. Excuse me, that is the second pitch. It is nothing in two as Pinckney looks at back-to-back strikes. He calls time, steps out. Second and third occupied here for the Frednats. They lead it 4-1. In the stretch, Talavera nods his head. The righty deals, 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider out of the zone, low and away. A nice pitch from Luis Talavera, and he has his first strikeout, the first time Pinckney has been sat down tonight without reaching base. Here's Yoandy Morales, who they call Yo-Yo, back in Miami. Miami born and bred. Now with the Frednats. First pitch misses outside on a breaking ball at 83. It's 1-0. Drafted in the second round to the Washington Nationals out of the University of Miami. Second and third, the 1-0. This is, no, it's a called strike on the outside corner. A late strike call from Chris Jahnke, and it's evened up at 1-1. And it's the right call as a breaking ball falls back into the zone. 1-1 on the way. Misses low and away. Blocked by Ender Solita behind home plate, and it's 2-1. Breaking ball low. Wandy Morales was instrumental in the regional round. Three home runs, the pitch. Here's a chopper. Sky-high grab by Mikey Romero at short. He fires to first. It pulls James off the bag. He can't apply the tag in time. Liam Carroll coming out to protest. Boy, I thought for sure that he applied the tag. Carroll having a conversation with the field umpire, Michael Corbett, who is really nowhere near the bag. I mean, there's only two umpires, one at home. Regardless, it scores a run. Nunez comes in from third to score, and it's 5-1, Frednats. Thomas stays put at second, and now they change it to out, and I think that's the right call. So Yoandy Morales is out, on a 6-3 put out. And yeah, I mean, it's a bang-bang play as I look at the replay here on our monitor, courtesy of the Frednats. I think it's the right call. Much to the dismay of the Fredericksburg faithful here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Brings up Blake Klassen, the first baseman who walked and grounded out so far tonight. 4-1, should say 5-1. First pitch. This is downstairs, and it's 1-0. Should say 5-1 on the scoreboard, and yeah, they did just change it. So it is 5-1, Frednats lead. Talavera winds and fires the 1-0. This is way inside on a fastball at 91, 2-0. Blake Klassen. At one point, played in the Northwoods League for the La Crosse Loggers. Spent time at Arizona before finishing his college career at UC Santa Barbara with the Gauchos. 2-0 pitch. Check swing on a called strike at 92 on a fastball. Two balls and strike for Klassen. On deck, it's Reismar Quintana, who crushed a 2-RBI triple back in the first that started all of the momentum and got the Frednats on the board. A red hot bat. He is 1-for-1 with a walk. 2-1. Breaking ball misses just inside as Klassen raises his arms up above that off-speed pitch. Three balls and a strike. Talavera has come in for Gabriel Jackson. This is his first inning of work. The 3-1. Check swing, pitch misses high and away on an 89-mile-an-hour changeup, and Blake Klassen walks. So it puts runners on first and second now for the Frednats. They lead it 5-1, and here is a red-hot bat in Reismar Quintana, who all year has torn up the Red Sox, matter of fact. Was really strong in Salem. Has been strong every time these two teams have met. And has been a big part of the Frednats all year long. Here's Jason Blanton to have a conversation with Luis Talavera. And the entire infield now converges. Quickly, Chris Jahnke ready to break up the party. Reismar Quintana, 57 games with the FCL Nationals over two seasons. He hit .289 with a .781 OPS, 5 homers, 28 RBIs. He's Washington's 17th ranked prospect per MILB pipeline. He's hit .342 in the month of July with an .856 on base percentage. 8 multi-hit games, looking for number 9 here. He has 5 RBIs in the month of July, and he's got runners on first and second. Bryce Mar Quintana. First pitch to the righty, and it is a 89-mile-an-hour breaking ball, missing just low and away, and the count is 1-0. I mean, just has the stature of a power hitter. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball waved on and missed. He fooled him with a curveball at 82. Way early was Quintana, and the count is even at a ball and a strike. A really nice-looking pitch. I mean, it was risky. A curveball hung a little bit high in the zone. Ball and a strike for Quintana. 1-1. Pitch called strike. Throw down to second, and oh, they got a pickle, and the tag is made. Runner went. And they ended up getting Blake Klassen to end the inning. Well, an anticlimactic conclusion for the Fred Nats there to the bottom of the fourth. We go to the top of the fifth here in Fredericksburg. 5-1 your score, Fred Nats lead. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Gorgeous night for baseball here in Fredericksburg. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you as we get you going now for the top half of the fifth at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. The Red Sox haven't quite been there offensively tonight. They were sat down 1-2-3 in the first three innings, got a little bit of momentum in the fourth, and then had the bases loaded two different times. Once they had runners on the corners as well, there were bases juiced, nobody out. Double play was hit into that scored Josh Stinson Garcia. Then the bases were loaded with two gone, and the Red Sox ended up stranding all three ducks on the pond on a flyout from Roberto Mexicano to center field. So the eight-hole hitter, John Frank Salazar, who lined out to left field in his first at-bat, will get us going. Cornelio still in the ballgame. He deals the first pitch, and it is swung on and fouled away down the right field line into the seats. And it's nothing and one for John Frank Salazar. Salazar recently elevated to play here for the Red Sox from the Florida Complex League as he calls time, steps on out. First full series was this past week against the Lynchburg Hillcats. So he has yet to face the Fredericksburg Nationals. Here's the 0-1, and it is a swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Down out of the zone, 83-mile-an-hour slider, nothing and two for Salazar. The 0-83 hitter really struggling a little bit early on here in his single-A career. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a chopper down the left field line. This is gloved by Morales. He chucks it across the diamond in time for out number one. Salazar sat down on a 5-3 putout, brings up Albertson Asihen in the nine hole for the Red Sox. And this batting order with Cutter Coffey being taken out last minute kind of was thrown all around. The two guys that stayed in their spot, though, were Mikey Romero in the two hole and Albertson Asihen in the nine hole. And that just goes to show Liam Carroll loves him as a second leadoff guy as he looks at a ball downstairs. 76 on a curveball. It is 1-0. Righty power hitting Albertson Asihen batting 302. Cornelio deals 1-0. Swing and a sky-high foul ball that tails into the seats behind home plate. And the count's even at 1-1. Beautiful night for baseball here in Fredericksburg. Great crowd on hand on the road. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a chopper right back up the middle. This is gloved by Cornelio. Underhand toss back to first. And the 1-2 put out sits down Albertson-Asihen. We go to the top of the order. Two gone, a 5-1 lead for the Fred Nats. It is all Nationals here in Fredericksburg. Josh Stinson-Garcia, this is a guy that you do want up if you're the Red Sox. He has walked and struck out tonight. Ended up scoring in the fourth, the lone run for the Red Sox on what ended up being a RBI ground out. Here's the first pitch. Breaking ball called strike as it drops right into the zone, and it's a high take for Josh Stinson-Garcia. Brady Cornelio nods his head. He kicks, deals, nothing in one to Garcia. And it is a called strike once again. Another 78-mile-an-hour curveball finds the zone. This time just on the outer half, nothing and two. Cornelio looking to get out of this inning quickly. Two gone, the 0-2 pitch. And this is a fastball missing high and away. Count now 1-2. Josh Stinson-Garcia. Last week was unbelievable for the Red Sox. Couple of homers, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a big slider. I mean, a filthy slider. Low and away out of the zone. Garcia retreats back to the Salem Red Sox dugout frustrated. And everybody's frustrated. It is 5-1. Fredericksburg. Riley Cornelio has been dominant on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Back after this. This is Red Sox Baseball on SalemRedSox.com.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in Fredericksburg. It is all Fred Nats. They lead it 5-1 over the Salem Red Sox. Hi, everybody. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you as Luis Talavera takes the mound for the second inning. And he comes in for Gabriel Jackson, the first pitch. Fouled away by Royce Marquintana. Hit right off the press box window to our right. And it's a fastball fouled away to make it nothing and one. A dangerous hitter in Quintana in the right-handed batter's box, the 0-1. Breaking ball misses high and away, 83 on the gun. And it's evened up at a ball and a strike. And Tyler, we're talking about a guy that has been a Red Sox killer all year, did it again here in the first. Here's the 1-1. And this is a curveball that falls right into the middle of the zone at 79. Quintana didn't want to flirt with it, probably wishes he swung, because it was right in the middle of the zone to make it 1-2.
And Quintana has just been a great talent all year. You talk about those 23 RBIs.
1-2, wave and a miss on a breaking ball to sit him down on strikes. 82 with a curveball that, again, was hung right in the zone, and Quintana just missed it. Second strikeout of the night for Luis Talavera. Brings up Max Romero Jr., a catcher, played ball at Miami. After transferring from Vanderbilt, spent time with the Commodores. First pitch, and he chops a foul back behind home plate on a fastball low in the zone, and the count now nothing and one. Max Romero singled on an RBI with a walk as well, the 0-1. And he swings and lines one right back up the middle. Backhanded glove by Ravello. Crossbody throw to first in time for the out. A beautiful 4-3 put out sits down Max Romero Jr. And there are two away here in the bottom of the fifth. Really nice play by Luis Ravello to range across his body. Backhand with his glove and then just turn and throw to first. Here's Gavin Dugas, the sixth round pick out of Louisiana State University, the former LSU Tiger, and he is a national champion. The first pitch, it's a fastball low and away, and the count is 1-0. 5-1 your score, Fred Nats lead, two gone, nobody on, here in the bottom of the fifth. A low squat stance for Gavin Dugas, the 1-0. Breaking ball misses high, and the count is 2-0 for Dugas. He singled in the first, started his single-A career red hot, and then struck out looking in the third. The 2-0. Pitch misses way high and in on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. 3-0. All of a sudden, Talavera now on the verge of a walk. He deals quickly, now takes his time. The 3-0. Swing and a line drive right back up the middle. Hit on the ground, circle into the ball. Ravello, he fires to first, and he got him. Luis Ravello busy in this inning. The Red Sox sit him down 1-2-3 on back-to-back 4-3 putouts with a Luis Talavera strikeout as well. We go to the top of the six here in Fredericksburg. The Fred Nats lead it 5-1 on deck for the Sox. Mikey Romero, Alexis Hernandez, and Luis Ravello. Back in a jiff here in Fredericksburg. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the sixth here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium in the beautiful Fredericksburg, Virginia. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. And Tyler, I got to say, the Red Sox just don't look like themselves tonight. But I'll add on this, Fredericksburg, on the other hand, looks unstoppable with their new draft picks put into the lineup tonight. They lead it 5-1, and these bats for the Fred Nats have been red smoking hot.
Yeah, well, take nothing away from Riley Cornelio on the mound. You talk about a guy who's only allowed a single base hit through five innings, and it was to this guy, Mikey Romero.
Mikey Romero digs down the left-handed batter's box the first pitch, and he takes a ball high and in on a curveball that misses upstairs and in way out of the zone, and it is 1-0. Righty deals, 1-0 to Romero. Swing and a miss at a filthy slider. I mean, that has been the story of Cornelio all afternoon long, who has struggled this year. 2-7 win-loss, 4.88 ERA, not today. 1-1 to Romero. Swing and a poked ball right back up the middle. Coming ahead is Cruz. He gloves from short, fires to first, and they sit him down on a 6-3 putout. So Romero grounds out just four pitches in. This will bring up the right fielder, Alexis Hernandez, who walked and flew out to center field. Ended up being cut down on a double play at second base. That was part of that situation where the Red Sox had the bases loaded with nobody out. Runners on the corners, and then bases loaded again with two gone. Here's the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a huge cut at a curveball at 76, and it is 0-1.
Well, you have to think this is the last inning for Cornelio. That pitch count up to 75.
He kicks. He deals the 0-1. And it is taken for a strike. 82-mile-an-hour slider that just splits right back into the zone. Nothing in two. Hernandez puts his hand up, calls time, and readjusts. Adjustments to the batting gloves. Riley Cornelio having arguably his best start of the year thus far. 0-2, misses low and away. 83-mile-an-hour slider. This time he couldn't get him to chase, and it's 1-2. I'll say this about Alexis Hernandez. Very, very disciplined at the plate typically. 1-2. And he swings at a curveball in the dirt. As I say that, it's scooped up by Romero. He chucks it to first in time for the second out. And as I say, Alexis Hernandez is typically very disciplined at the plate. You can't swing at one that doesn't even register on TrackMan.
Yeah, you know, classic case of the announcer's jinx there.
No doubt about that. Well, it's only the third strikeout for Cornelio, believe it or not. He has been a pitch-to-contact kind of guy tonight. This brings up Luis Ravello, the second baseman. First pitch to the lefty is cranked, and it is through for a base hit into right field. Chopped hard on the ground. Ravello pumps the brakes at first, and he backpedals back to the first base bag. A two-out single for Luis Ravello and the Red Sox.
Have to get something going here. A base hit with two outs means nothing if you can't string something together. James today has had a couple of decently hit ground balls, but has failed to get anything over the infield dirt. So would need to poke something into the outfield to at least extend this inning to get Lira up.
Game moving at a quick pace here in Fredericksburg. It's a 5-1 lead for the Fred Nats. Cornelio picks off over to first, standing up safely at first base is Luis Ravello. Still no pitch to Lionel James yet. He grounded out to short. That was aboard with a fielder's choice in the fourth. That was part of that almost double play. First pitch. Swing and a chopper. Charging ahead right from short is Cruz, and he gets the force at second. Underhand toss to Dugas, who is covering at second. And despite a single from Luis Ravello, the Red Sox are sat down in just four batters with little to no offensive momentum. It's 5-1. Fredericksburg leads. Two up on the other side for the Fred Nats. It's 8-9 in Cruz and Nunez. Then back to the top of the order with a dangerous batter in Jonathan Thomas. 5-1 the score. We step aside in Fredericksburg. Back after this on MILB.com.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Virginia Credit Union Stadium all week long here in Fredericksburg, the beautiful brand new home of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you this week. Red Sox trail it 5-1. The first pitch is a called strike right over the heart of the plate to the eight-hole hitter, Armando Cruz, the shortstop who just ended the inning defensively. 0-1, and it's a pitch taken low and away on a fastball. The count evens up at a ball and a strike off the right hand of Luis Talavera entering his third inning of work, the 1-1. Breaking ball, laced foul down the left field line, and the count now 1-2.
Cruz was just reaching for that one. Just poked the bat out there, got the barrel on it, and pulled it foul. But Cruz has struggled today, has grounded into two inning-ending groundouts.
One of them was a double play back in the third. 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball misses just a tad high. Matter of fact, According to TrackMan, it was in the zone, and the count evens up at 2-2. So a slight miss by Chris Janke behind home plate. Looked high to me as well, I'll say. The 2-2. Swing and a chopper. This is fair down the left field line. It's gloved by Salazar. He chucks it to first in time to sit down Armando Cruz. 5-3 if you're scoring at home. And there's one gone here in the bottom of the sixth. Brings up the nine-hole hitter, the TCU product, Elijah Nunez, out in left field. And you want to talk about quality at-bats, Tyler? How about a pair of walks today? Ended up scoring in the fourth. He was caught trying to steal in the second. First pitch swinging, and it's fouled away. Nothing and one.
Yeah, still no official single-A at-bat in Nunez's career, the TCU draft pick from this most recent MLB draft.
The 0-1, this is a line drive ground ball right back up the middle. Backhanded by Ravello, he fires to first, and he sits him down. So the first one results in a 4-3 put out. He officially has an at-bat at the single-A level, and we go to the top of the order with Jonathan Thomas, the center fielder. Thomas once played at the University of Houston before transferring to STU. First pitch, breaking ball falls into the zone at 81, nothing and one on the outside half.
Yeah, Texas Southern product was really good there for the Tigers.
0-1, wave and a miss at a breaking ball again. Got him with a curveball, nothing and two. That is the same pitch in the same spot. And now Thomas down 0-2 as he calls time. The Fresno, Texas native. Left Texas Southern after his junior year. 3 years in college. Went pro. Talavera kicks and deals 0-2. Pitch skips up in the dirt on a breaking ball. It's gloved by Lita, and it is 1-2. Two gone here in the bottom of the sixth. Nobody on. 1-2. Swing and a ripper down the left field line. Gloved at the belly of Salazar. He gets it to first in time. And 1-2-3 go the Fredericksburg Nationals. Kudos to Luis Talavera. We go to the top of the seventh. It is 5-1. Fredericksburg still hanging on to that large lead. We step aside back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on SalemRedSox.com.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Five to one, Fredericksburg leads it over the Salem Red Sox. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater as we get you going here in the top of the seventh inning. And now finally, Riley Cornelio is out of the ball game. Tyler, he was absolutely sensational for the Fred Nats in his start.
Six innings, only two hits allowed, one run, a definition of a quality start for Riley Cornelio, and I think the Red Sox are relieved that they don't have to face him anymore.
Yeah, four strikeouts altogether. And so it brings up the right-handed pitcher now stepping on the hill for the Fred Nats. Pedro Gonzalez ready to face Ender Solera, the catcher, who has grounded out to first and walked so far. Pedro Gonzalez on the year, a 4-2 record, a 4.21 ERA. He's appeared in 24 games, has two saves to his name, has a save opportunity here if he pitches the rest of the ball game. The first pitch to Lita is a fastball low in the dirt, and the count is 1-0. 51 and a third innings pitched. He's got 35 Ks. The 1-0 is ripped back up the middle. Backhanded glove at second by Dugas. And he gets it to first in time to sit down Lira. 4-3 put out, just two pitches in for Anderson Lira. And again, the offense is just stagnant tonight for the Red Sox.
Yeah, it was a well-hit ball. Dugas struggled with it a little bit before finally recovering and being able to throw it onto first. But just applying the pressure, you know, put balls in play, that could really help the Red Sox.
First pitch to Yoberto Mexicano, waved on and missed. Got him with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's nothing and one. And it has been all Fredericksburg tonight. Early on, they were red hot, the 0-1. And it's a pitch taken low, 88 on a breaking ball. Just took a little bit off for a changeup out of the zone, 1-1. Gonzalez kicks and deals. The 1-1. Pitch gets away from Romero behind home plate. And the count now 2-1 on a curveball way out of the zone. How about Gonzalez with those sleeve tattoos down his left arm? 2-1 pitch. Swing at a chopper foul down the left field line. 2-2 now for Yoberto Mexicano. Boy, he was so close, Tyler, to a grand slam that would have been game-altering. Smashed one out to the warning track in straightaway center field, only to the mitt of Thomas. 2-2. Breaking ball, called strike three. I mean, that just fell off a cliff and went right back into the strike zone. A disgusting curveball to Yoberto Mexicano off the right arm of Gonzalez for out number two. A beautiful pitch, and Mexicano knew it as soon as it fell.
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You need to give yourself a chance by putting the ball in play.
First pitch to Gianfranco Salazar, taken for a ball outside. 89 on a sweeping slider, and it is 1-0.
At this point, you can't afford strikeouts. Need to get something to the fielders.
1-0 is taken for a ball once again, this time on a changeup inside, and the count is 2-0 for Gianfranco Salazar, who is 0-2 in the 8-hole tonight. The 2-0. Swing and a chopper right back up the middle. Charging ahead is Gonzalez, and he tosses to first to end the inning. Pedro Gonzalez comes in for the Fred Nats and sits down the Sox 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the seventh back after this in Fredericksburg.
E.T.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa!
This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Michael Valera out of the bullpen for the Red Sox. It is the third pitcher to take the rubber for Salem tonight here in Fredericksburg. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you and the Fred Nats, all over the Red Sox. They lead it 5-1. And Tyler, talking about Michael Valera, this is a guy that was sent back down, able to fight through that adversity and brought back up here to play at the single A level. And in his last couple of outings, he's been pretty good for the Red Sox.
Yeah, Michael Valera has just been able to produce relatively well in his return since. I mean, he's pitched in a couple of games, got kind of shelled in his first one, but really settled down in his most recent outing on the 28th of July.
Andrew Pinckney, the right fielder out of the University of Alabama. Former Crimson Tide ball player, taking a couple of practice hacks, ready to step on in. And he has been the hottest one in this ball game. A single in the first, a double in the second. He scored twice. He struck out in his last at-bat. He is 2-for-3, the first pitch. And he rips one down the left field line. What a glove by Salazar. He rips it to first, and they got him. I mean, that ball was absolutely laced, and John Frank Salazar took it like a pro.
Well, how about this, Gio? That's now six consecutive groundouts for the Fred Nats. No elevation on the past few balls in play, and great job by the defense. And it's only been the third and second. The shortstop Romero's had nothing to do with the last six putouts.
Yeah. Salazar's been really busy. Here's a ripper right to Romero at short. He bobbles, gloves it, fires to first, and they got Yordani Morales on the first pitch.
Well,
the Miami product, and they go ahead and make you eat your words, I guess.
Yeah, speak of the devil, Romero gets some action over at short, which means the only ground out we haven't seen in now seven consecutive batters who have grounded out is a three unassisted.
Here's Blake Klassen, the first baseman. Klassen out of UC Santa Barbara with the Gauchos. He walked twice today and grounded out. The first pitch misses way inside on a changeup at 85. It is 1-0. Bottom of the seventh here on a beautiful night in Fredericksburg. It is a 5-1 lead for the Fred Nats. Red Sox on the verge of losing two straight. The 1-0 pitch misses inside on a fastball at 92 from Valera, and it is 2-0.
Well, this is what Salem needs right now. Quick outs, get the offense back out there, try to get something going against Pedro Gonzalez now that Cornelio is out.
2-0 pitch, swing and a foul ball right back towards us. Cranks off the window about 3 feet to our right, and it is 2-1. And boy, it looks like they had a chance at it in the press box. These scorekeepers just couldn't quite make the play, it appears. 2-1. Just low on a fastball at 93. A tick out of the zone. And a matter of fact, it clipped the zone. So maybe another miss by Chris Jahnke. And it's three balls and a strike. The righty deals 3-1. Swing and a rocket. This going deep to left field. And it is off the base of the wall. Scooped up in left field by Ossie Henn. Thrown in. And it's a double off the wall in left field for Blake Klassen. The UC Santa Barbara product crushes one to left, and it's a two-out double.
Launch angle wasn't there. 25 degrees isn't going to cut it this day and age. 99 exit speed, which was very good. Hit it 357 feet, just couldn't quite get underneath it enough to drive it out of here, and that caused it to go off the wall.
Well, this brings up another dangerous batter, Royce Marquintana, who is familiar with that wall today. Two RBI double. Here's the first pitch, and it is a called strike on the outer half. 85 on a changeup that finds the zone. Nothing and one to Quintana. Has a runner in scoring position on second base, looking for insurance, I guess, are the Fred Nats. Not like they need it. Leading it 5-1. Ready deals, nothing and one. Fastball misses way low. Trickles through the legs of Lita. Taking off for third is Blake Klassen, and he advances on. I'm going to call that a dropped ball, not a wild pitch.
Yeah, pass ball there from Lira, just being able to get through his legs. It puts Klass into third, but right now for Valera, doesn't need to worry about the runner. There are two outs. If you just get Quintana out, you erase that threat over at third in Klassen.
Quintana has struck out once, he has walked once, and he ripped a two-bagger for two RBIs earlier today. Valera deals 2-1, misses outside on a fastball at 91. And the count is three balls and a strike for Royce Marquintana. Boy, you just look at Quintana's stature, Tyler. So muscular, low to the ground. And really a squat, power-hitting stance for the righty. Three balls and a strike, the pitch. And it is taken right over the inside corner on a beautiful sweeping slider from Valera, and it's 3-2 on a full count.
Yeah, if you look at his left foot, one closer to the pitcher, he's almost on his tippy toes, just ready to lift that leg and lay the barrel into it.
Three balls, two strikes, two gone, runner on third. Valera, the payoff pitch. And this is cranked down the left field line. A beautiful scoop from Salazar, and he gets it to first. John Frank Salazar has continued to be busy tonight. Put into the lineup last minute, thought he had the rest, but instead he has been ready to go and ready for the test. Salazar over to first for the out. They end up stranding a runner at third, and we go to the top of the eighth here in Fredericksburg. It's still 5-1. Fred Nats with the lead back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on SalemRedSox.com.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the eighth here in Fredericksburg. It's a 5-1 lead for the Nationals. Ready to take you the rest of the way on the play-by-play. Best partner in the world, Mr. Tyler Katz. TK, take it away.
Thank you, Gio. Lucky to be joined alongside you here on, so far, our only road series of the year in Fredericksburg. Albert Zanasi-Hen set to take on Pedro Gonzalez. He has a hard ground ball to second. Dugas will flip on to first, where Klassen is waiting with the glove open for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, Tyler, it seems like they want to ship us home early here. First pitch swinging right away.
Top of the order, we go to Justinson Garcia. First pitch today was at 7:05. We're still sub 2 hours right now. First pitch to Garcia is in there for a called strike on the outside part of the plate. It's an 0-1 to Garcia. 5-1 Fred Nats lead, top of the eighth. Salem has now five outs to work with. Bouncing ball low will even the count to Garcia, one ball and one strike. Justinson today is 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts and a walk, has yet to put a ball in play. The 1-1 delivery, a called strike, finds its way in there and now has to protect the plate down in the count 1-2. Garcia carrying a five-game hitting streak after a really good series against Lynchburg in which he went 9-for-19. Potential final at bat for him today. The 1-2 missing too far downstairs. Two balls and two strikes.
Tyler, if Salem's going to start anywhere to generate some form of offensive momentum, it has to start with Justinson Garcia.
With one out here, you would like him to get a board. He cannot. He'll strike out. Garcia has failed to get a ball in play today unless he comes up again, but that would require Salem waking the bats up. Second strikeout for Gonzalez.
So unlike Justinson Garcia to not only not put balls in play, but not be the hit machine that he was last week. And honestly, in recent history, his bat has really come to life.
Mikey Romero, the next batter, has one hit today. First pitch downstairs for a ball. Flew out to left, grounded out to short, and singled in the fourth to break up the, at the time, three-inning no-hitter. The 1-0 inside for a called strike to the left-handed hitting Romero.
You know, you can't help but think that fourth inning earlier, Tyler, right, where you have bases juiced with nobody out, then bases juiced again with two gone. Can't make anything happen.
The 1-1 ball way outside, not even into the glove of the other Romero, Maxwell Romero. But yeah, that Luis Ravello strikeout just seemed like it took a lot of wind out of the sails for Salem. And Mexicano put the best ride he could into it, but just hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark. 2-1 check swing will miss for ball three. Inside, 5-1 Frednetz, top of the eighth, two outs, nobody on, a 3-1 count to Mikey Romero with Hernandez on deck. The 3-1 is fouled off over our heads, count will go full. You know, I think if this was in Salem, that might be in our booth.
Kind of miss our booth in Salem, but definitely glad to be here on the road with you, looking forward to an awesome week of baseball. But nothing like home, right? This ballpark is unbelievable.
A while here in Fredericksburg here for six games. This game one of the series. 3-2. Great ballpark, as you mentioned. Here's the payoff pitch to Romero. He fouls it off yet again. That hits off the press box windows and trickles into the crowd. But yeah, you have a nice picnic garden, the FH Fur picnic garden over the right field wall above the Salem bullpen. A beer garden over in right field. 3-2 once again to Romero, ripped over to short, but into the glove of a waiting Cruz. Cruz is there to spear it on the line drive. Three up, three down go the Red Sox, and Pedro Gonzalez perfect through two innings of relief. Fredericksburg has one more opportunity to add some insurance runs with Max Romero, Gavin Dugas, and Armando Cruz due up when we come back on SalemRedSox.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7.05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial. Oh, my God, I did it again,
Gio. You did it again, TK. It's just a force
I cannot get it out of my head here. We welcome you back to Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Apologies.
It's just what happens when you do, what, 50 games at that ballpark?
Either way, we're here in Fredericksburg. Maxwell Romero, the leadoff batter of the bottom of the eighth, first pitch called strike against Michael Valera. Valera, a really good last inning. Did allow a double to Blake Klassen, but other than that, had a perfect inning. A swing and a miss, strike two on an 89-mile-per-hour pitch.
Yeah, ended up getting out of a jam with a runner on third as well after Klassen advanced due to a drop ball.
The 0-2 swung on and missed. Down on three strikes is Max Romero Jr., first K of the night for Valera.
That is a beautifully placed slider. I mean, he just plucked that right on the outside corner. It looks like it's right over the middle of the plate all day long, and then boom, just breaks down low and away at the last second. A beautiful slider from Valera.
Gavin Dugas, LSU product, swings and misses. Great bat speed. Just can't quite catch up to a 94-mile-per-hour Valera fastball. I think that might have been an 89-mile-per-hour fastball. The stream and scoreboard disagreeing. Foul ball ripped towards the on-deck circle, closer to the Fredericksburg dugout. 89-mile-per-hour pitch from Valera. Good opportunity for Salem if they can shut down Fredericksburg. Here in the bottom of the eighth, the 0-2 is fouled off yet again. Valera up to 20 pitches on the night. in relief. Taking on Gavin Dugas. 1-for-3 in his single-A debut. Earlier this summer, won a national championship. 0-2 is fouled off into the dugout once more. The light towers all around the ballpark have this purplish light that shines up the tower that really gives it a nice shine. CO2 will miss inside for ball one. So we just continue looking around the ballpark. Party decks, or I should say box seating down the left and right field lines. A litany of concession stands from over the left field wall, right side under the concourse behind home, as the 1-2 missing upstairs to even the count at 2-2. Salem occupying the first base dugout. Nationals in the home third base dugout. The 2-2 to Dugas, swing and a miss. Back-to-back K's for Michael Valera. Gets a strikeout against Dugas, who, as we've mentioned, won that national championship with LSU. He strikes out for the second time tonight.
Yeah, this is the most comfortable we've seen Michael Valera look probably all season long, Tyler.
Valera looking like he owns that mound as he throws the first pitch to Armando Cruz. He fouls it off. Cruz fouls it off and is 0-for-3 today. Three groundouts, one of which a double play. The 0-1 called a strike, and it's an 0-2.
Not to be confused with Dylan Cruz, the first-round draft pick of the Washington Nationals that could be here by the end of the season.
And different spelling, but
yes,
it sounds the same. So yep. It's what do you call that when it's spelled differently, but it sounds the same as the 0-2. Is fouled off. Anyway, it's...
You're asking the wrong guy.
Armando Cruz, C-R-U-Z, the more Latin spelling, and then Dylan Cruz, C-R-E-W-S, the more Americanized spelling. 0-2, fouled off. And then, of course, you have Tom Cruz.
I was just thinking that.
C-R-U-I-S-E, so there's Cruz, Cruz, and Cruz. All spelled differently. Anyway, to the C-R-U-Z Armando Cruz, it's an 0-2 count.
You know Tom Cruise was born in my hometown?
Really?
Syracuse, New York.
0-2. A fly ball foul down the left side. Wasn't he just in a movie that came out?
He was in Top Gun recently that was big.
I thought it was a more recent movie that I'm just not thinking of. The 0-2. Cruz swings, a drop third strike. Lira chases it down. The throw will not come in time, and reaching on a drop third strike is Armando Cruz. But that does set up something very special. We have the potential for a 4-strikeout inning for Michael Valera.
This is true. That would be a rare oddity. And again, I mean, that's not even his fault. He continues to look the best we've seen him look. I don't know what they did with him back down there in Fort Myers, but let's get some more of that.
Elijah Nunez from TCU. Feels like we've been mentioning the Horned Frogs a lot tonight. Between Cornelio and Nunez, ball downstairs is ball one. And who knows if we go to extra innings and Caleb Bolden steps in, there could be another...
I mean, we'll probably see him throughout the week.
Yeah.
You could see him twice, depending on, I guess, if he goes tomorrow, you could see him again by the end of the week.
The 1-0. Nunez takes it for a called strike. It's 1-1. Well, Cornelio is expected to be the Sunday starter as well.
Yeah, they do a 5-guy rotation as well here in Fredericksburg. We saw that with Lynchburg last week.
Salem, one of the last true 6-man rotations in the league. 1-1, too far, low in the dirt for ball two.
Well, the thing is, a lot of these teams didn't start that way, kind of forced into a 5-man rotation once guys start getting pulled up, and you don't necessarily have your draft picks in town yet. It's kind of that weird in-between here at the beginning of August, end of July.
A 2-1 count on the way upstairs to Nunez. He's trying to reach for the third time today, is 0-for-1 with two walks.
I believe, Tyler, besides Top Gun, I think Tom Cruise was just in Mission Impossible as
well.
Did
a new one come out?
Yes.
I'm not caught up on my Mission Impossibles. 3-1, right back to Valera. He'll carry it before flipping it on to James at first. A 1-3 ground out inning ender. No runs, no hits, no errors, but a runner left on. Armando Cruz reaching on a drop third strike. Final three outs for Salem coming up. A big inning for Salem, needing 4 to tie, 5 to take the lead. We'll be back for that ninth inning when we come back. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on SalemRedSox.com.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the ninth inning from Virginia Credit Union Stadium. The Red Sox down to their final three outs, down by 4 runs. The only run for Salem came in the fourth inning off of a bases-loaded RBI groundout that put 2 outs in the inning. Red Sox loaded the bases yet again. Roberto Mexicano flew out to end the frame. Now for Salem here in the top of the ninth, needing 4 runs to extend the ballgame. It's Hernandez, Ravello, and James due up, and a new pitcher on the hill for Fredericksburg as well. They're going to go with Bubba Hall on the hill for the Nationals. Bubba Hall out of Dallas Baptist this season for Fredericksburg. Has made 9 appearances. This will be his 10th. He is 1-0 with 1 save. This is a non-save situation against Alexis Hernandez with the Red Sox trailing by 4. So Bubba Hall takes over on the hill against Hernandez. Winds and fires on a pitch too far downstairs for ball 1. Hall looking to get quickly through this, out of Dallas Baptist playing for the Patriots. The 1-0 cracked towards right field, but Pinckney has a read for the first out of the inning. Was well struck to right, just not enough power behind that bat.
Well, Tyler, I was about to get ready to say your trademark phrase, every journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, if that got over the wall, but it did not.
Luis Ravello, the next batter, now with the Red Sox down to their final 2 outs, sends a ride to deep right field. It is a fair ball off the very top of the right field wall. Ravello chugs into second, slides the tag. He is safe. Colliding with him was Cruz, the shortstop. Ravello pushes Cruz back down as he gets up. And I can't tell if that was jokingly or more of a angry response.
No, that was completely playful. They were laughing. They're laughing. They're shaking hands now. That's the thing. Some of these guys know each other. A lot of these guys from a lot of the same hometowns, whether it be back in the Dominican. I couldn't believe talking to Juan Chacon when he was in town, and Alexis Hernandez and Justinson Garcia came up. He's like, yeah, we played together when we were in Little League and all the way throughout. I'm like, what are the odds? What are the odds you both end up on the Red Sox, all three of you?
Brings up Lionel James in a spot with a runner in scoring position. First pitch to James, a called strike. By the way, that double 346 feet off the right field wall, maybe 2 feet away from clearing it.
two-hit night for Ravello, one of the slim bright spots here.
James cracks one over towards right, but Pinckney is there yet again. Thinking about tagging was Ravello, but he decides better after seeing the arm that Pinckney had during his double. And with that, the Red Sox are down to their final out of the night. And there's Solera looking for a base hit here. He's 0 for 2. Pair of ground outs and a walk.
I'll tell you what, this is a tough place to play. I mean, what an atmosphere here.
Crowd alive only a couple hours from the big boys up at Nationals Park.
We had a Mississippi State football game.
First pitch downstairs called a strike. A lot of cowbell going on your right, Gio.
Feels like I'm watching the Bulldogs play.
I'm hearing some like vuvuzelas from the 2010 World Cup as well.
Dak Prescott.
The 0-1 runner at second for Salem. Grounder heading over to third. Morales, tough play. The throw into first is in time and put it in the books. The Fred Nats have taken the series opener by a score of 5-1. A dominant win for the Fred Nats. Only allowing three hits to the Red Sox, and I think their player of the game for Fredericksburg has to be Riley Cornelio. Wasn't expected to be one of the best starters at all. He had a 2-7 record coming into this game, but improves to 3-7. Submarines that ERA. And Cornelio just came out, was the big surprise of this game. Gio, before we step aside, in that first and second innings, it was looking like these new draft picks for the Nationals were unstoppable. And as the game went on, they looked more and more human. Is that a sign of things to come in this series, or do you think the foot was taken off the gas pedal?
I think I can't wait for tomorrow night is what I think. I mean, it's so early to tell, right? How can you tell in four at-bats? But when you look at it, I mean, Pinckney ends up going 2-for-4. And an extra base hit with that as well and scored twice. You're going to take something like that. I mean, you go down the list here, and it wasn't just the draft picks. They certainly were big. Dugas had a big hit. Elijah Nunez was impressive with his ability to have plate discipline and walk. Morales with that big RBI double, but it was other guys too. Royce Marquintana blew this ball game open with that two RBI triple right in the first inning to put the Fred Nats on the board first. It was everybody. I don't think this is the story of the series. But I do think that this is a new-look Fredericksburg Nationals, and I think the Carolina League North might have to watch out because they're not done adding either. Like we said, Dylan Cruz, other draft picks are coming in the coming weeks, throughout the rest of the season, maybe even later this week. So the Nats aren't done, and this new look is looking sharp in a 5-1 win.
Was a great win for Fredericksburg. They've now strung three wins in a row together, and it's looking like it's going to be a lot more if these draft picks continue to do what they do. Well, we're back tomorrow night from Fredericksburg for game two of this series. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m. Be sure to tune in to our pregame show at 6:50 Eastern Time. Well, that'll do it from Virginia Credit Union Stadium in Fredericksburg, Virginia. For my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, I'm Tyler Katz. We thank you so much for tuning in at SalemRedSox.com. This has been a presentation of Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. One more time, your final score, Fredericksburg 5, Salem 1. We'll see you tomorrow at 6:50 for Game 2 of this series. Good night.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.